It's often seen as a symbol of solidarity and mutual respect between two footballers. Shirts that hold incredible value and are often some of the most sought-after memorabilia items. But isn't it really just swapping a smelly, sweaty shirt that will likely be packed away in a box somewhere?
サッカーの試合後に行われているユニフォーム交換の伝統は、ただ単に物を交換している以上に、お互いの健闘を称えるというリスペクトの特別な意味合いが含まれています。試合中の汗が染み、対戦相手の香りが残ったシャツを交換する行為が、しばしば不思議な光景に映るかもしれませんが、今回あまり知られていない世界を紹介します。というわけで本日はシャツ交換です。ユニフォーム交換。これね、僕が時々選ぶ小ネタ集なんですけど、
Yeah, 選手の it's another one. 、ね、another one of those topics where I thought, how are we going to spend 30 minutes talking about this? But there's actually lots of interesting information.
ね、面白かったよね。まあ、これまでも選手の誕生日、スローイン、ソックス、あとユニフォームについてるスポンサーとかね、こう細かなとこ深掘りしてきたんですけど、まあ、なんかこう、それ喋るのみたいなトミーが反応してくれるのも面白いし、まあ、その後調べていくと結構いろいろなことが知れて、まあ、今回もね、楽しいリサーチだったなっていう気がするんで、そちらを紹介していきます。
Yep, let's start with the vocabulary.First word this week is memento, an object that you keep to remember a person, place, or event. For example, I keep my match tickets as a memento.
Momento, 思い出の品という意味です。これさ、memorabilia とどう違う？
They're very, very similar, actually, yes. Memento feels like it could be anything, like something very small even. For example, maybe you go on a holiday, you go to the beach, and you keep a shell.That would be a memento, but it wouldn't be valuable to anyone apart from you. So I feel like that's where the difference is. If there's value to someone else as well, maybe that's memorabilia, which is why often memorabilia is sold, but typically a memento is personal.
はいはいはい。At the moment って言うじゃん。それだよね。At the moment, the moment, ね。
Yeah, so memento, it's...I don't know exactly where the word came from, but it is very similar to moment. It's spelled M-E-M-E-N-T-O. And moment is M-O-M-E-N-T.
Ah, 違うか、そうか。
So the E and the O are kind of switched, right? So it's a different word.
見えてなかった、俺。
It's very similar. I was going to say that anyway, actually. I was going to say the best way to remember this word is remember moment and just put the O at the end.Memento.
はい、はい、だから ME と MO の違いですよね。うん。
Yep, that's right. And the O is at the end in memento. The second word is etiquette. The set of rules or customs that control accepted behavior in particular social groups or social situations. For example, shirt swapping comes with some unwritten rules and etiquette.
これはですね、日本語も一緒に言います。エチケット
は、ね。Oh, really?
日本、うん、言いますね。まあ、もしくは礼儀作法、あとはマナーという意味ですね。
うん。Okay. Etiquette's a good word because it covers a lot of situations like we say table etiquette for how you eat food, using your knife and fork correctly, things like that. Social etiquette, etiquette at work, it's very widely used.
うん。だからユニフォームの交換にもエチケットがあるということですね。
Exactly, yes. And the third word this week is cherish. To love, protect, and care for someone or something that is important to you. For example,I cherish the match-worn shirt I was given by a player.
Cherish, 大切にするという意味です。まあだから選手たちもね、この試合後にもらったユニフォームを結構保管してるんで、それはだから cherish, 大切にしているという感じですね。
Yeah, but 大切にする sounds kind of like shallow. Cherish in English is really, it feels quite deep. Like, oh, that's very important.If you cherish, it's like, I really love this. I really value this. So there's a lot of extra meaning to that word, I think.
めっちゃ大事にするだね、じゃ
あ。Yeah, something like that. So let's jump into some of the history on shirt swapping. It's really, yeah, more interesting than I had expected. So apparently the first shirt swap happened in 1931. France lost a match to England, and after the match, they asked for shirts to keep as a memento of the match.Which is interesting that they lost and they wanted the shirts. Maybe, yeah, maybe That was a sign of the first sign of respect. Then in 1954, the first World Cup shirt swapping happened. And from there, it kind of started growing. In 1966, in the World Cup quarterfinal, when England beat Argentina 1-0, after the match, Alf Ramsey, the England manager, saw one of his players trying to swap shirts with an Argentina player. And he actually got in the middle and broke it up. And he said, no, you're not allowed to swap your shirt, which is very interesting as well, because, you know, there's respect for the player. And then, well, maybe you're showing too much respect. This is your opposition. You shouldn't do that sort of thing. And there's actually a famous photo of him breaking it up. And apparently it's because he didn't like how the Argentina team played. They were very physical.
まあ、この情報を見て、うわ、そんな昔からやってたんだっていうのがまず印象ですね。70年も前からこう交換してて、まあ、その頃から始まってて、今も続いてるっていうので、まあ、しっかりユニフォーム交換カルチャーっていうか、交換文化が存在してるんだなっていうことをね、そこで見ましたね。うん。最近始まったもんだと思ってたから、この2、30年とか。
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I thought the same thing. What we'll talk about a bit later as well is very interesting isThe money value, the cost of the shirts that comes into this as well. In these days, it must have been a lot harder to replace these shirts. So,
そうだよね。この時代はね、そんな予備とかたくさん持ってなかっただろうからね。
That's right, yeah. And probably harder to remake them as well for the manufacturer. There's a famous photo from the same World Cup as well with Pele and Bobby Moore swapping shirts. I imagine most people would have seen this photo without knowing what I'm talking about, butit's a very famous photo. I've put it on the website, so you should check it out.
ね、これいい写真ですね。このペレとボビームーアのシャツ交換の写真なんですけど、アスレティックの記事、今回僕たちまた参考にしてるんですけど、ゼニスって言ってたね。ゼニスのユニフォーム交換だと。
うん。
頂点、絶頂のユニフォーム交換っていう表現をしたんですけど、まあ本当にそうだなと思うし、まあ今風に言えば、前回のカタールワールドカップで試合後に、まあメッシーとエンバペが、ね、あそこでもしかしたらユニフォーム交換してる映像が写真とかが残ってたら、まあこの世界だったのかなっていう気はするので、まあいい写真ですね。お互いの健闘を称えてるし、まあなんかこう笑顔で向き合ってて、ありがとうっていう感じがあるので、非常にいい光景だなっていう思います、これ。
Yeah, yeah, it's a really, really great photo. And then in 1970, at the World Cup, another shirt from Pele was given to one of his Italian opponents. And then in 2002,Italian player's family apparently sold this shirt for about $310,000. So this is the first kind of show of just how much value these shirts have. And in fact, that sounds cheap.
ね、5000万かな。うん。
Compared to then Maradona's shirt in 1986, which sold recently for $7 million. And I think we spoke about that on our memorabilia episode, right?
うん。1986年ワールドカップで、まあ皆さんもご存知、神の手と5人抜きをした試合ですね。これ面白いのが、イングランド代表のスティーブ・ホッジさんがマラドーナと交換したから、そのシャツを手元にありましたと。で、それをオークションに出して、去年かな、13億ぐらいで売れてるので、まあとんでもない金額がついてるなっていう気がしますね。
Yeah. So from 1970, about 50 years, we've gone from $300,000 to $6 or $7 million. So, yeah, incredible growth.
メッシーがね、この間のワールドカップ決勝のシャツはオークションに出してて、多分寄付を目的にしたらしいんだけど、あれもすごい金額ついてましたね。10億ぐらいが全部ついてた。
That's right. And there's one of the Australian players, when Australia played Argentina in the World Cup, that was Messi's 1,000th match. So a very special shirt. So one of the Australian players got that, which, yeah, I mean,He could just retire and sell that shirt and never have to work again.
Yeah, そうだよね、本当に。価値ある一枚すぎるって感じですね。
Yeah. And there's now a match-worn shirt market for fans to buy these sorts of shirts. I think it's kind of taken off with the classic football shirt thing of old designs becoming very popular again. You see people wearing 80s and 90s kits.And if they've been worn by a player in a match, they're obviously even more valuable. You know, a shirt that might have been $50 to buy at the time is now $500 or $1,000, $5,000.
ここね、ウェブサイトすごい大きくて、お店もすごい今イギリスで展開されてて、クラシックフットボールシャツっていうお店なんですけど、もしイギリスに行く方いればね、ぜひともチェックして遊びに行ってほしいなと思うんですけど、まあ本当にこの4、5年かな、日本でも昔のシャツが流行ってて、で、今言ってたのは、さらにそれを選手が着用してたっていう記録が残ってると値段が倍増しますよっていう話ですね。なので、ぜひともウェブサイトチェックしてみてほしいです。これすごい面白かった。
Yeah, maybe you can go shopping. Maybe there's a shirt that you fancy. Would you ever buy a match worn shirt from a website like this?
いやー、買わないかもな。買わないと思う。けど、なんかね、最近ここ最近すごい昔のシャツが流行ってるし、なんか根付きそうだなっていう気はしてるので、なんかさ、バスケットみたいなシャツとか、まああとバッシュもそうだと思うんだけど、ファッションの中に取り込まれてる気はするので、まあなんかこう日常的にね、ユニフォーム着るっていうのは一つ面白いなと思うけど、選手が着てたシャツを何十万円で買うっていうのはあんまり、トミーは買いたい？
No, I probably wouldn't. And I, thinking about this now, I feel like this is a great way to understand the difference between memento and memorabilia.
そうですね。
I would only want a memento, something that I received, something that I got personally, as opposed to something that someone else got and then I was able to buy. I feel like that's memorabilia. So I'm only interested in mementos, I think, personally. Players are usually given two shirts per match these days. That's modern football. I'm not quite sure about the old days. But apparently they give their shirt away, whether that to be another player, maybe to a fan. You see lots of players giving them to kids these days. Then that player has to pay for the replacement shirt.
なんかさ、試合のハーフタイムに着替える選手は結構多いから、2枚まず手元にありますと。で、交換するかもしくは自分が試合後に誰かにあげたら、それは自腹で払ってくださいねと。で、後々給料から転引きされる形になってると。で、昨日結構ウェブサイト調べてたら、まあ、J リーグの場合、まあ、クラブにもよるらしいんだけど、ユニフォーム交換の際は自腹で払ってくださいって決まってると。で、日本代表はどうやら、そのアソシエーション、協会が持ってくれるんじゃないかっていう情報が書いてあったので、これはね、選手に聞いてみたいですね。自分で払ってるのかどうかっていうのは。
Yeah. And is that a big thing for a player? Like, do you think about that before? If you, let's say you see a young kid in the crowd, oh, you know, this week I really don't want to have to buy a new shirt, so maybe I won't give it to this kid. do you think about that? That's super interesting, right?
けど、聞かれたら、やっぱり交換しないといけないでしょ。そのさっきのさ、マナーっていうか、エチケットじゃないけどさ、交換しようって言われたら、ね。
But there's so many kids, like, you can't give a shirt to everyone, right? So, if I was a player, I'd probably, I think, ignore that. Especially, we've spoken about before, I think, pet peeves, maybe. Kids with signs. Can I have your shirt?
ありましたね。
I would 100% ignore them. Sorry. You're not getting my shirt if you've prepared a sign.
でも昔ね、そのチェルシーの練習場行った時に、ピーター・チェフ覚えてるキーパーの。グローブあげてたよ、子供たちに。いいのそれあげて。いや、かっこいいなと思った。でも、
Well, this is drawing into etiquette, so let's talk about that. Because there are definitely some unwritten rules to shirt swapping. I think the most common situations that this happens is when players know each other. Maybe they play for the same team, if they're at the national, in a national game, or maybe they've played together in the past.
なんか、シャツ交換をさ、こう、誰とするかっていうのは、日本の選手で言えばね、例えば高校大学もしくは代表で一緒にプレーしていた選手がヨーロッパで試合をすると結構交換してるなっていう印象はある。だから日本では交換しなかったけどヨーロッパ行って試合したから、まあ、交換しようかっていうシーンはよく見るし、なんかいいなっていうふうに思いますね、あれはね。
Yeah. One that I noticed recently, I think, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I saw Son Heung-min and Mitoma swap shirts at some point.
ああ、やってたかもね。
Made me think,Oh, that's like from the same confederation, you know, two Asian players, really good Asian players. Is that a sign of respect of each other? I found that interesting.
ね。なんかあのさ、試合前にさ、トンネルでさ、みんなこう二列で並んでる時に、あの時にも結構喋ってるなっていう印象はあるので、アジア人同士が。
Yeah.
あそこで喋ってそうだよね。後で帰ろうね、みたいな。
That's right. Yeah. Other times it happens is players that play in the same position or even opposing positions.So, for example, a centre-back versus a striker, or players in the same positions like goalkeepers. Have you seen a goalkeeper swap shirts with another goalkeeper?
してると思うな。やっぱノイアーとやったらさ、ノイアーだぜって行きたいな、変えたいなって思うんじゃないよ。
Yeah. Is it, would a goalkeeper rather the other goalkeeper's shirt or would they want the striker's shirt?
なんかでも印象的にはゴールキーパー同士が変えてるなっていう感じはありますけどね。うん、
yeah. Maybe it depends on how the game went. If you saved a penalty from that striker, maybe you want their shirt.
あ、そうね。
And there's also players that just happen to be near each other when the referee blew full time. It's like, oh, all right, here you are. Here's my shirt. Can I have your shirt? It just happens that way. But there's a new thing, as you just said, where players are actually trying to set it up before the game starts and even sometimes during the game, which is probably in the last 10 or so years, I feel, maybe a little bit longer. And sometimes you see a player turn someone down like, sorry, I've already promised this shirt to someone else. So a conversation happened at some point. And that must be pretty awkward for the player that asked.
これですね、アタランタに所属してて、ドイツ代表のゴーゼンスがクリスチャン・ロナウドに試合後にシャツ交換できますかって聞いたら、あ、もうノーって一言だけ。あ、ごめんね。みたいな感じで言われて、めっちゃ恥ずかしかったって本人が、うわ、断られたみたいな。けそれで、もう誰にも見られたくないままこう去ってって、で、それをチームメイトが見てたんだって。いやー、かわいそうだなと思って。だから、ロナウドのシャツを後日、そのチームメイトが用意して、それをさらにゴーゼンスにプレゼントするみたいな動画があって、そのシーンはね、結構良かったですね。なんか、恥ずかしがってんのよ。それ、うわ、はっ、
yeah.
みたいな。
I saw the video, but was it Ronaldo's actual shirt or the way that I read it was the player just bought the shirt with Ronaldo's name on it?
どっちかわかんなかった、あれ。なんか買ったやつじゃないの、もしかしたらあれ。
Yeah, that's right. He just bought it from the club、ね、shop, so, which I think is even funnier. And apparently there's even a WhatsApp group. WhatsApp is like Line, I guess,、for Premier League managers and other officials to communicate with other clubs about these shirt swapping requests, which I findvery strange and very artificial, kind of fake.
ね、これはどうだ、やってんのかな、なんか、え、次の試合誰が誰のやつもらうみたいな話でしょ。
Yeah.、ね、yeah. I, like, surely they have more important things to do in their week.
うん、そうだよね。うん。like, まあ、でも、可能性あるのはさ、これ本人が欲しいんじゃなくて、おそらく家族とか友人とかが頼まれてて、いや、今日メッシーとやるんでしょみたいな。メッシーのシャツもらってきてよって頼まれてると思うんだよね。
Mm.
だから、なんかこう、一応聞かないといけないっていうのは多分選手もありそうな気がしますね。
For sure, yeah, I can imagine that. Yep. And I think there's also a hierarchy that exists too. So, for example, if you're on the bench and maybe you didn't play at all, and at the end of the game you run up to Messi and say, can I have your shirt? I think your teammates are probably going to be pretty unhappy. Like, oh wait, you didn't play. You don't get Messi's shirt. You get one of the substitutes' shirts, surely. Like, that's definitely...an unwritten rule, I think.
そうだよね。それはなんかベンチ同士で交換してくださいっていう感じだよね。
Exactly.
そうね。
Yeah. You didn't play. Why do you care? Like,
出てないじゃんっていうね、試合に。これね、このエピソードを聞いて思い出したのが、まあ高校生の時に僕ら練習試合ですごい強いチームとやって、まあ、相手チームに日本代表の選手がいたの。で、なんか試合後にその僕らのチームメイト、ベンチの選手がその有名な選手に裏でサインをもらってたみたいな。要するにサインくださいみたいな。Can I have your signature? みたいな。で、それ聞いて、なんか、まあ、試合ももちろん負けたし、悔しい気持ちだったわけ、僕は。で、なんでだよって思って、その、要するに、なんかそのサインもらうために今日来たのかよ、みたいな感じで思っちゃって、若い時はなんかすごい、苛立ったんだよね、その、なんか、なんで今行かないといけないのみたいな。それはなんかね、うん、でも、今思えば、まあ、彼ベンチだったけど、やっぱこう、憧れた有名な選手がいるから、まあ、記念に欲しかったんだろうなっていうのはね、思いますね。うん、
yeah, okay, that's a good point. We're going to talk something similar about that shortly, so let's put that to one side for a moment. I do want to pick it up. 、but there's also a new thing of getting a player's second shirt that maybe they didn't wear during the match,、and even like a warm-up shirt. That seems to be a pretty modern thing. And we're moving into even more strange territory where there's examples of players swapping shortssocks, boots, maybe shin pads and other things like that. But I feel like in this case, it's unlikely to be a swap. For example, I can imagine someone wanting Messi's shorts, but surely Messi doesn't want that player's shorts in return, right?
どうなんだろうね。これアジアツアーとかにさ、こうね、来るじゃん。PSG とか、まあシティとかが。 で、アジアツアーの時に、そのヨーロッパの選手は、アジアの選手たちのやつは、なんかしっかり持って帰ってんのかなみたいな、ちょっと疑問ですよね。
A shirt, sure, but shorts and socks and things like... So if you get Messi's shorts, would you give him your shorts? He doesn't want your shorts, surely, right?
これでもね、調べてったらね、サウスアメリカンの選手たちは結構全部交換するんだって、一式、
right.
結構。
Yeah.
そう、面白かった。
Yeah. But like, yeah, I mean...I'm sorry, I don't need someone's shorts, I don't think. Maybe boots.
Yeah, boots はいいよね。靴はすごいいいんじゃない
? Boots or shirt would be my limit, I think. But there is one very controversial rule in these unwritten rules, which is swapping shirts at halftime. And I think this is one of the biggest no-nos in football. One of the biggest kind of, say, faux pas that you could commit.It's an interesting one. Does it really matter? Because, like, it's just a shirt, right? Like, you're just swapping a shirt. But I think it says to your fans, the fans of your team, maybe I don't care about the result. I'm just here for the experience. And I'm more worried about getting this player's shirt. And it shows respect for the opposition and maybe disrespect for your own team, which is basically what you were just saying about your teammates getting the signature after the match, right?
これはだからさっきの2枚持ってるから2枚のうち1枚はゲットしたいみたいな思いでハーフタイムに入ってくトンネルの時で聞いててそこで変えるみたいな感じだけどあれやっぱり映らない方がいいですねあの交換してるシーンはファンはやっぱり、まだ半分残ってるのにいや何しとんじゃみたいなまだ終わってねえよっていう気はするので
That's right. Concentrate on the match because yeah there's been some examples of this too I remember ArsenalI forget which player, Arsenal versus Manchester United, one of the Arsenal players asked Van Persie for his shirt at halftime on camera. And it made big news. Focus. Like, what are you doing?
まあでも気持ちもわかる。もしさ、このメッシのシャツをさ、交換できたら、だって何億円にもなる可能性あるんだから、そこでね。まあそれはまあ交換しといた方がいいかって思うよね、みんなね。
But it's also a little bit embarrassing, I feel.Like, have more pride for yourself. Like, I don't know. Show more respect for your team. I don't know. I'm against halftime shirt swapping, I think.
はいはい。Halftime はやっぱりね、やらない方がいい気はします。
Yeah. Save it for the end. But I think the weirdest swap of all time has to be when West Brom's assistant manager, Sammy Lee, asked Leeds manager, Marco Bielsa, if they could swap jackets. So...One of the jackets that the coaches wear, which is a very interesting scene. It was caught on camera as well during a match. I'm not sure. Well done, Sammy Lee, I guess.
これお願いしてるシーンもちょっと可愛いよね。こうなんか手をさ、こねこねしながら、すいません、ジャケット交換してくれますかみたいな。
Yeah, and Bielsa's like, what do you want?You want my jacket? Oh, well, better check my pockets because I might have something in here that I need.
そうだよね。
And then they swapped,
携帯入ってないようにね。けどなんか、このシャツ交換の話をしてて、まあいいなと思った点は、やっぱり自分が子供の時に憧れてるみたいのがあると思うんだよね。なんかサッカー少年になった気持ちになる瞬間があると思うの。例えば今さ、デブライネを見てるとするじゃん。こう中学生、高校生ぐらいが。で、5年後に実際にデブライネと試合をしたら、やっぱりデブライネと交換したいよなって思うから、やっぱそのなんか自分のキャリアとして歩んできた歴史がユニフォームとして残るんだったら、まあそれはなんかね、非常に大事な瞬間かなっていうふうにはね、思いましたね、調べてて。
100%. If I was a,、let's say playing for a semi-pro or an amateur team in the FA Cup and we played against Tottenham, like I would be 100% waiting forAnyone, any player in the tunnel after the match. Please, can I have your shirt? Please. Like, I'd be so desperate for one, right? So I totally get the feeling and I would definitely do it myself. And I'd probably do the jacket swapping. I'd probably ask the coach, can I have your jacket too? Like, anything I can get, 100%.
いい瞬間だなと思ったから、少年に戻った姿見れるみたいな感じでいくと。
Exactly, yeah. But the big question.Do you wash a match shirt? Or do you leave it smelly and sweaty? What would you do?
洗いますね、僕は。おそらくもらったら。
So there's a story of an American defender called Greg Berhalter, who in 2003 got Ronaldinho's match shirt. In his hotel a few days later, he put some washing out for the hotel staff to wash for him.
Mm-hmm.
But he forgot that he had Ronaldinho's shirt in there. And after he sent it off, he remembered. And when the washing came back, Ronaldinho's shirt was missing. So someone else stole it from the washing.
Yeah. Yaba! 何その話?
Yeah, so someone's got that shirt somewhere. Mm.
大事にしないとな、やっぱそのもらったシャツはね、持ってかれちゃうんでね。うん、なんかよく日本の選手がインタビューとかでしてるのは、ベッカムからもらったシャツはめちゃくちゃいい匂いしたみたいな、その香水つけてるんだろうけど、おそらく。なんかその時のエピソードはさ、まだ多分15年ぐらい前の話なんだけど、やっぱりヨーロッパとか南米とか、まあ、有名選手へのこう憧れが強すぎたかなっていうふうには思う。で、最近そういう話あんま出てこないし、みんな日常的にさ、ヨーロッパでこう活躍してるから、なんか当時はやっぱりまだアジアとこうヨーロッパの差がすごいあって、なんかその匂いだけでも、あ、嬉しいみたいな感じになってて、それは勝てる気しないよなっていうのはね、思いましたね、当時。
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah, I mean,I wonder if the Beckham smell is just, it's not actually real, it's just what people kind of think, like a placebo kind of effect.
ね、そうだね、placebo.
Yeah.But yeah, I think I agree. I'd probably wash the shirts because otherwise, what do you do with it? You just, you can't put it in with your other clothes, right? Because then everything will stink. And
そうだよね。匂い移るよね。うん。
That's right. So yeah, I would wash it and then frame it. I think that's the only option, right? Some other interesting things that I found on this topic were, there's so much to this. There's so many interesting stories. Just a few of them.During COVID, when players were banned from swapping shirts, which seems strange thinking about that now, but that happened, Tottenham played Marine in the FA Cup. And Marine are, I think, sixth or seventh division, maybe semi-pro, even amateur team. And of course, that's a really big thing for the Marine players to be able to get Spurs shirts, but they weren't allowed to because of COVID. So instead, Spurs as a club organized a whole set of shirts to give to Marine.To give out to their players. So they weren't match worn, but they were still player shirts with the names and the, everything on them. Which I think is a really nice gesture from Tottenham to do that.
確かにね。この、やっぱ FA カップのいいところはさ、こう、ホームとアウェイがくじ引きで決まって、アウェイに本当にプレミアリーグのクラブが行くっていうのがすごい良くて、なんか普段とは違う絵が見れるっていうのは一つだし、まあそれはね、6部と7部の選手は、トッテナムと選手交換したいって思うだろうから、まあでもこう、コビットでね、できなかった時代は、懐かしいけどね、ちょっとね、あったな、そういうのっていうのはね、思い出しましたね。
うん。Mm, that's right. Apparently, shirt swapping is a reason Premier League teams don't put names on the back of their shirts in pre-season anymore. So, these Premier League teams, you know, they travel all over the world. Sometimes they play really small teams and those shirts can become very valuable, but they can create other problems for the other teams. So,Apparently, they've stopped putting names on the back of shirts, which is interesting. I hadn't noticed this so much, but next pre-season, I'm going to look out for that because that is interesting.
確かにね。名前が入ってない。番号が入ってる?
Yeah, just the number, which obviously means there's less value.
はい。
Right? You can't sell it for as much. So yeah, super interesting. Another story was Michael Owen swapped his shirt after England beat Germany 5-1 in 2001, only to remember after he'd given the shirt away that he'd scored a hat-trick.And he actually wanted that shirt for himself. So he had to go into the Germany dressing room and ask for it back. Like, oh, sorry, can I have that shirt and I'll give you this one? And so he then swapped shirts again for his own shirt.
そうだよね。これよくありそうじゃない?選手がさ、自分がすごい活躍した試合は交換を求められるからあげちゃうみたいな話はありそうな気がするよね。
Definitely. Yeah. It happened with Michael Owen. And in the moment, right, when you're on the pitch...You're like, oh yeah, I'll swap shirt. And then, actually, no, I want that one. That's really important to me. So, yeah, I can imagine it happens to a few players.
うん。やっぱ活躍すればするほどさ、こう、向こうからリクエストが来る回数が増えるから、三笘も最近やっぱりこう、すごい交換を求められるっていう記事は出てましたね。
Which leads me to my last question in all of my notes was, what does Messi do with all of the shirts he's been given over the years? He must have hundreds.
メッシーは、絶対、2枚交換してると思う。2枚交換してるっていうか、絶対必ずくれって言われてるから、その1試合やったごとに2枚溜まってっから、どうしてんだろうね、その。
Yeah, もらって and like, does he have like a Vissel Kobe shirt that he just takes home with him now?
うん。
Like, yeah, he must have a room just full of shirts. And I'm sure he probably values some of the shirts, but there's definitely shirts in there that he wouldn't care about. So, super interesting.
あの、スパレッティがさ、イタリアの監督、お家の中でめっちゃ綺麗に飾ってたから、それ見てほしいですね。すごい、今まで教えた選手とかと、こうさ、ユニフォームもらってきて、コレクターの壁があって、すごい綺麗に飾ってて、あれ良かったですね、飾り方は。
I do love seeing those sorts of rooms in players' houses to see the sorts of things that they've collected. Trophies, balls, shirts. うん、うん、yeah, it's really cool.
で、最後にですね、これは選手だけじゃなくて、実はファンもユニフォーム交換してますっていう話なんですけど、まあ、これ次回もしワールドカップ行くときに、あの、行く人はちょっと気にしてほしいなと思うんですけど、特に南米のファン、アルゼンチンとかコロンビアとか、みんなね、何枚か持ってるわけですよ、自分の国のシャツを。で、ファン、試合したファンとかに、交換してくれってめちゃめちゃ聞かれます。もう地下鉄とかでも、え、日本代表みたいな、シャツ交換しようみたいな聞いてきて、いや、これ1枚しか持ってないから嫌だよ、とか言って、その前、そこでコミュニケーションが始まるから、まあ面白いんですけど、やっぱ南米のファンはね、滞在期間も違うし、ユニフォームも何回も何枚も持ってきて、気合が違うなっていう気はしてますね。
Yeah, interesting. I have seen this happen before. You obviously see it with scarves a lot too. Swapping scarves.
そうね。
That's a big one. Shirts. I probably, you know, if someone came to me and said, hey, can I have your Australia shirt? I'll give you my Brazil shirt. No, I don't want a Brazil shirt. Sorry. I don't really need one. But in that moment, it must be very hard to turn them down because it's kind of seen as rude, right? Like disrespectful. Hey, you don't want my shirt? Like that's, ね、kind of, it feels disrespectful to say no, right? But I would want to say no. It's a difficult one.
で、このもう一つエピソードがあって、ロシアワールドカップの2試合目、日本対セネガルの時に、まあ、試合前さ、結構早く着いて、こうビールを飲んでたんだけど、日本人のファンの人で裸でポツンってしてる人がいてね。で、裸で気合入ってますね、みたいな僕が聞いて。こうなんか文字が書いてあって。で、ユニフォームをね、コロンビアとの試合で交換しちゃったんだって、もう1試合目で。だから着るもんがなくて、コロンビアのユニフォームを着てくるのも違うな、みたいな。けどあんまお金もないし、ユニフォーム買えないし、今日裸で挑みます、みたいな。で、ビールを奢ってあげて、一緒に頑張りましょうね、みたいな感じにしてたの。で、そしたら、そのセネガルの試合で、これトミーに今、リンク送ってんだけど、シュートが飛んできてさ、ヘディングで返した人がいるの。ゴール裏で。覚えてる？
Yeah.
で、あの人が映ってさ、あ、さっきビールおごった人だと思って俺。で、そしたら、なんか日本でね、お笑い芸人をやってて、そっから4年経って、すごい結構なんか今サッカー芸人みたいな感じで売れててね、あ、あの人、芸人だったんだ、みたいな。このシャツ交換の話をしててね、思いましたね。あの、
Interesting.
そう、カカロニリトル菅谷さんかな。うん。面白かった。
I have one question.So he swapped his Japan shirt early.
So,
did he not have any other T-shirts or anything that he could wear? Like, that's a big step from I have one. Yeah, but surely that's better than going with nothing. I mean, I understand. I understand why he did it, but there's a flaw in the logic. Just wear a different T-shirt.
なんでまあ選手だけじゃなくて、まあワールドカップ行くとファンも交換するカルチャーがありますよっていう紹介でした。
Interesting. One last question. Have you ever received a match-worn shirt from a player directly?
うん。もらったことありますね。
Yeah. Do you want to say who?
ね、吉田さんにはいただきましたね、ユニフォーム。
Nice.
ありますよ。お家に。うん。
That's cool.
大切にしてます。うん。
I have one from Pablo, who used to play for Cerezo Osaka, Brazilian player.
うん。
Very random story. He came to the Apple store and bought an iPhone. And then I said, I'm a Cerezo fan.And he said, okay, next game, come and meet me afterwards and I'll give you my shirt. And so that's what happened. Really cool. Very funny. And then,
すごくない？トミー、アップル店員してるときに結構会ってるよね、いろんな選手に。
Yeah, there was lots of players that came through, for sure. Yeah. And then another one, Sydney FC player, when Sydney FC played in Tokyo, a guy that I knew was playing for Sydney FC, and yeah, he gave me a shirt after the game. And it's a Champions League shirt, an Asian Champions League shirt, which I don't think you could buy or something like that. So that was very special to me. Those two.
まあそうですよね。そういうなんかさ、このきっかけがあった会話みたいなやつはすごいいいよね。その自分が経験してるっていうのは。
Yeah. Exactly. Memento.
ね。
That's the key word. Alrighty. We've spoken a lot about shirt swapping. So if you have any comments, we'd love to hear from you. Let us know. Have you ever swapped a shirt? During a match, have you ever received a shirt from another player? get in touch and tell us your story.
皆様からのユニフォーム交換エピソードお待ちしております。サッカーと英語、ポッドキャストと調べていただけると僕たちのページ上の方に来ます。ページの中でエピソードごとの下の方にですね、コメントできるところありますので、そちらからメッセージなどお待ちしております。
And just a quick heads up that next week, the 15th, we won't have an episode as Tomo's going to be away for a little bit. So we're going to take 1 week off and then we'll be back with another episode on the 22nd of March, which I hope you're looking forward to because we've joined by a very special guest from one of the biggest football teams in the world. So I'm really excited for that episode. So we'll take 1 week off and see you again soon.
次週の放送3月15日の配信は一旦お休みとなります。3月22と29日は、スペシャルゲストをお迎えしてインタビュー形式の形式になると思います。実は僕が通訳の仕事で1ヶ月ね、間が空いちゃうんで少しだけ変則になってしまうんですけど、8話配信、22、29配信となりますのでご注意ください。よろしくお願いします。あと、クラブメンバー募集。この、更新した日が最終日になってますので、あ、金曜日に聞いた方、まだやってないっていう方いましたら、ぜひとも、クラブページ、クラブホームページ行ってクラブメンバーになれるので、そちらからチェックしてみてください。それでは、また来週です。Bye for now!